in the past, there was a lot of emphasis on right association. There was the importance of learning Deen through Kitab, etc. But the greater association, the greater importance was on association. Staying, frequenting pious person, learning from him, copying his ways. So there was one honorary officer, Ahmad Hassan. He was invited for a foundation day. He was advanced in age, so he thought he must take someone young and strong. He accompanied me. So he spoke to Mawlana Ihtisham. This Mawlana Ihtisham, there were three brothers. I seen all three brothers. One was Izhar Sahib, one was Mawla Ihtisham, and the third one, what was his name? Iftikhar Sahib. He passed away 2 years ago. So we had the chance to meet all three. Very good people, good alims. So now he's traveling with his youngster. He's telling this young alim, it is sunnah to appoint an amir. So you will be the amir. While he was traveling, he saw that Ahmad Hassan, Warren Ali, became ill and he had a severe bout of diarrhea. And in all this, he's not missing out his tahajjud namaz. On the dot at 2:30, he gets up and he does his tahajjud. So obviously, he's a young alim. He saw all this and he said, you see, you've appointed me as the amir, and your amir is instructing you that as from tomorrow you're going to perform your tahajjud namaz. So now, he kept quiet. He's an old person now. This is a young alim, 18, 19 years of age, and he was about 70, 75. So this Mawlana Ihtisham, he says, in the early part of the morning, it's after 2, I saw someone rubbing my feet. So my eyes opened up, I saw this Haji Ahmad Hassan. Now, I was surprised. He had seen crying only, profusely just crying only. So I asked him, what's the problem? So he says, you see, you're the Amir, and I can't defy you. I can't break your rules. But it's about 30 some odd years that I'm beat with Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Ever since I didn't miss off my tahajjud. And yesterday you had stopped me from doing my tahajjud. Now I ask you, for the respect that we have for Mawlana, allow me to do my tahajjud namaz. And he was shocked, shaken up, youngster in deep sleep. No, we all need to do tahajjud namaz. Anyway, So there was the foundation laying, and maybe for a masjid or whatever it was. So he told the Mawlana initially that I am old, perhaps I will not be able to go down, and you can go down. But when they came on the side, this Haji Ahmad said, he jumped into the pit, to the trench, and he did the. And he asked Mawlana, you don't jump in. After the foundation laying was over, someone offered this Haji Ahmad Hassan 400 or 300 rupees. In that age, it was a big amount. Because the salaries, people's going salary was about 30, 40 rupees. So, you can imagine, if it was 400 rupees, it was a big amount. Mawlana refused that amount. When they went for namaz and they were coming out, someone offered about 20 rupees and accepted this. So this young alim now, Mawlana Ihtisham, he is perplexed. So he asked Ahmad Hassan Sahib, I can't understand what's happening here. Because you told me that I must jump into the pit and do the foundation, but you didn't allow me and you it yourself. And then, what was the reason for this? So yes, initially I thought, you can go down, you're young, strong. Then I saw the pit was quite deep. And I felt to myself that you and Alim, and you have to do a lot of deeni work. You're going to get hurt, then maybe you will not be able to do deeni work. I may jump if I get hurt. As it is, I'm not an asset to deen, so I may get hurt, it's all right. But you mustn't get hurt because you're an asset, an important asset, you're an Alim. I get hurt, it's all right, deen won't suffer, you get hurt. Dini work can get affected. And then what about that money? 500? So he said, yes, what happened there was, there was some thought in my mind about receiving this money. And my heart was still yearning a little bit. So this is Israf. Israf is not to ask by the tongue, but asking in the mind. You're asking for something. The mind is asking for it, and it's yearning for it. It's also a type of begging. And like begging from the tongue is not right, then begging in the mind also is not right. Therefore, you accept that. But then the 20 you accept. Then when we were in the masjid, that thought had left my mind. When it left my mind, someone offered the 20. So I accepted it. Then from the 20, then why you shared the 20? You took 10 and gave me 10. He says that adab is al-hadaya mushtarakatun. When you are traveling together, then you receive a gift. Right? Nice, not an emphasized thing, but it's nice to share it. So, hadith is that al-hadaya mushtarakatun. Gifts must be shared, so therefore I took 10 and I gave you 10. But you see the importance of association. The association is right, how much it opens your mind. In Jalalabad, there was an old person that used to come to Masjid. They used to call him Baremia. See association, huh? He also wasn't an educated person. But the association, what it does to the person, association, being with them, observing, now there's a lot of emphasis on just studying. Before, the emphasis was on the association. Association with love, with the passion, you know, how it transforms a person. So this person here was a building contractor, illiterate, but he was a building contractor. He had a contract to do a masjid. So the masjid where he was, where he was supposed to be overseeing the whole masjid being built, that is about 3 or 5 kilometers from the town. The townspeople knew him, knew this Baremia. And because they knew him, they offered that we'll keep you here. Don't worry. Come here, we'll keep you. We'll do the traveling. And because it's a 1-year project, and we stay here, and we'll leave you at the site. He said, no, I'll remain at the site. So now, he's got the contract for doing the masjid. And one day he put up a makeshift house at that site, and he started calling azan at the site and performing namaz. Because this is now, it is dedicated for the masjid. When it's dedicated for the masjid, so the namaz will start off. You can't wait for a grand opening and bayan and then start it off. It's the house of Allah Ta'ala. They start the work. So he started the work straight away. As this was dedicated, he went on the side, put up a small building, as that he started staying there. The masjid, and when there's a masjid, the namaz and the functions of the masjid must start off. You can't delay the function of the masjid. So, if I'm going to be living 4 or 5 kilometers away, I won't be able to come to the masjid for all my namaz. The time that I'm here, I'll do the namaz. But otherwise, mornings and evenings. So this is the best thing, that I stay here and do my namaz on the side. And a few days later, one Hindu came in, and he was also in the building. So he wanted some work. He said, all right, you can help me do the building. This is the fee, and I'll give you a small place to stay. So Mullah had a place, and he had a place to stay. Both separate rooms, they're living. A few days later, and then one stray dog came around. So whatever scraps Mullah would have, bones, scraps, and all that, he would give it to the dog. Now the dog began to take a liking for Mullah, for this Haji Sahib Baremia. So he started looking after the place. Now, on a Saturday, this Hindu would go to the town. Whatever reason, he would go to the town, they call weekends. So the weekend he would go to the town. So, this Baremia, perhaps he was thinking of going to perform his Isha Namaz when this Hindu was born town, see. Now, you are building, right, you need water. There is no water available. So, this Baremia had dug a trench, and somehow they call it filled with water, right. Big deep trench, like perhaps a well or something they dug. And they got the water, so you should use it for the building. You know, while the Hindu was gone, this Baremia, he thought of making wuzu and go for namaz. So he had to pull out water. Start now, shakir. He miscalculated and he fell. And he realized now it's deep water and he fell in. So luckily, on the walls of that well, there was a stone or something jutting out. He just held on to that. Now, the dog made out that something is happening. So now, from the time Shaitan, the thing is, the dog is restless. It's going to the well, barking, going to the road, barking there. Going to the road, barking, and coming to the well, it's barking. Until the Hindu came in about 1 o'clock in the morning, he came, and now he's looking for the varanya. He would normally see it up there. But then he saw this dog behaving like this, going to the road and barking, and coming to the well and barking. So he had a torch or something and it shined and he saw the varanya. So he pulled him out. Then now this varanya, he had a style that he did his Zuhar Namaz, for example. So he would have a clock and he would set the clock up for the next Namaz. Then a third time, do his Namaz, and he will set the clock up for the next time, next Namaz. So when I saw this whole story here, I thought to myself, it's an illiterate man. But the association of Raji made him better than a Mulana. All he was doing was conforming with the Sunnah. And the first, he said, no, I'll stay at that site. It's hardly any people, it's poor people living around. I'll stay on the site. So Rasulullah wasn't liked. Allahumma ahyini miskina wa amitni miskina. Let me live with the poor. So he preferred living with the poor. He was wealthy, he could have lived there in the town. People offered him, but he said, no, I prefer living here. Then number two, from the time that he stayed there, he started the namaz. Because it's a site that was assigned for a masjid. When it's a masjid, then the activities of a masjid must be there. Can't be waiting for a grand opening, and more Ismail from Maputo must come and give the bayan, and then start on the namaz. Now it's masjid now, start on work. Number three, he saw the dog in a pitiable condition and he was kind to that thing. Again, everything is from the hadith. Whatever he's been doing, you think of the story where that woman had provided water for the dog, thirsty dog, and she got a jannat. Number four, he's been good to a Hindu as well. Because the work of the Anbiya, very good for an intimate friend is only a Muslim. But kindness is shown to every creation. Intimate friend is only Muslim, a practicing Muslim. It must be taken as your intimate friend. So the respect that you show, deep respect, deep love, a practicing, committed Muslim. وَلَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيٌّ. You feed someone with respect. He must be a God-fearing person. He must be committed. You don't just bring everybody to your house. Because if he's hungry, you give him food, can you? But now, the person that is brought to the house must be a muttaqi, a righteous person. لَا يَأْكُلْ طَعَامَكَ إِلَّا تَقِيٌّ. Right. He showed the kindness to that non-Muslim. The fourth. The fifth, and again you see this person here, that he's programmed himself that as one namaz ends, then he's setting the clock for the next namaz. That time they didn't have this computerized watches now. Talking about the 1960s, then you didn't have this computerized watches, right? You can only set the clock for one namaz. So he's got this namaz, the program, his clock program for the namaz. Again, that is also coming from the hadith. See, the hadith comes about What are the deeds that the higher assembly of Malaika are chasing after? Deeds that the higher assembly of Malaika are chasing after. So there's three deeds. One is waiting for the next namaz. Right, so he's got it. He's waiting for the next namaz. He's setting the clock up. Right. وَكَسْرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ. And the second deed that the Malaika, the higher assembly of Malaika are chasing, is frequenting the masjid. And he's there. There's an ordinary man, an illiterate, ignorant person. But the association with Hazreti Rahmatullahi, what he did to the person. What he did to the person. Then he was good to that animal, right? And Allah Ta'ala made that animal serve him. But that animal became restless and he fell into the pit and somehow he was brought out of it. مَجَّتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلَّهُمْ مُخْرَجَىٰ. Conscious of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala creates an exit for you in any situation that you are. You see the emphasis that they are putting on association. In the words of the Nathani Sahib, the emphasis on right association. Now you're sitting with the person, learning, observing, being at his side. Right? Now, this is these are important things. Are we thinking, you know, just listening at the masjid is more important? You must say that's not important. But the greater thing is just being there. Association. So Jesus colors day, they rub one with association. Not with kitabs, na wazo se, na kitabo se, nazar se. Deen paida hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se. But deen is alive, not just with bayan, not with kitabs, not with wealth. People think now, read, become deendar. Listen to one bayan, come right. Right. Or I will give in the path of Allah Ta'ala, I will come right. So that's not how deen is alive. No, deen is alive in this association. Stay with them, observing, being of service to them, see how they do things. So as you observe, you build an affinity, a liking. And when you come to that point of affinity and love, then the color of that righteous person rubs onto you. The color doesn't just come in that. It's the associating with love, with trust and muhabbat. So now Allah Ta'ala allows the color of that saintly person to rub onto you. So they say, kharbuza dekh karke rang pakarta hai. To illustrate this, you know, you've got a ripe fruit and you've got a green fruit. Now, how do you expedite the ripening? You expedite the ripening by keeping the green fruit near the ripe. So now the ripening process will just be expedited. Now, someone knows about fruit, he knows, right? But how you ripen the fruit, keep it near the ripe, and it come ripe. So the color comes in with association. See? Therefore, our Buzuganadin are disappointed with the people's behavior in this age. They're not associating. Yeah, they'll come and listen to one bayan or majlis, they call it. But that association for a long period, seeing with them, staying with them, how they move, how they work, right? Observing nicely. So they don't do it. But they want that deen to come in. How will it happen? So they say it's like, you know, you want your marriage to be productive. So if you are, say for example, in Maritzburg and your wife is in Durban, you just call on her or now and then just meet her, right? Will that marriage be productive? Can it be productive? You are here, you are in Maritzburg and she is here. You call on the phone, listen to her, and you want the marriage to be productive. The production requires that you be with, stay with her. If she births with you, she bonds with you, there's an affinity, And then when there's an affinity and trust, then you see the good coming out in this wife of yours. All the deep that was deep into her inner heart, all the good values, everything comes out afterwards. So the same here, affinity is required. You should see these things here. In the past, you should see it by Hazrat Ji, see it by Hazrat Sheikh Mahmud Fadi. There was a very deep affinity. Now you're seeing great awliya coming out, right, at the feet of this Buzrugality. But you didn't see their beginning. Their beginning, and how they would be at the service, like do the khidmat, whatever, small or big. But they're there. Now you talk about Maurice Mutara, right? And you can say the whole of London was like his work, right? He got them line, he got them. But do you see how he was serving his sheikh? Yeah? Ramadan, no Ramadan, the time that he's there, but he's serving. An ordinary khadim is there, watching what he wants, completing his ma'mulat, his zikr, and then being there, just near there. So, at times you get shouted also, right? Everything is happening, but he's not leaving because of any reason. For any reason, he's not leaving. But the Shaykh built up such an affinity for him, sometimes Moises' letter would come, he'd get so touched, he'll read the letter, read to the people around, then he'll read the letter to his household. So that could only happen if there was a strong bond, like as though he got a letter from his son. So then Allah Ta'ala allows that good to flow on the hands of the person. Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding.